It's full time here at Plough Lane and it's finished AFC Wimbledon 0, Bolton 1. The Dons had plenty of good territory and possession but could not fashion enough clear-cut chances. And in truth, Bolton's defence looked comfortable throughout. The Dons slipped to 18th in the league now. Manager Johnny Jackson will be fully aware that they need to start turning these performances into points before the Dons are dragged into a relegation scrap. AFC Wimbledon 0, Bolton 1. Here are the thoughts of Dons manager Johnny Jackson after the game.
Johnny, it must be gutting to come away with nothing after pushing for so hard in that game.
Yeah, of course. That we're in the business of trying to get results, and ultimately, you know, it'll read 1-0 Bolton, but I don't think that tells the story of the game. It doesn't tell the story of the performance from my team, especially second half, the way that we pushed and performed, really. Against, for me, is probably one of, if not the best team in the division, and they're hanging on at the end, and they've done it well. Credit to the opposition. They caused us problems in the first half in the counter attack, and you know, we had to stay in the game, really, but the second half I felt like it was all us. So I'm just disappointed for my players that they haven't got anything to show for their efforts, because I felt like we deserved something.
And felt like there was a change of shape at half time as well. What was the thinking?
Yeah, it wasn't shape. We swapped Tilly. Obviously took Sinway off and put Tilly on the other side, and just used Nkeng as a bit more of an outlet and just tried to keep him a little bit higher. That was the thinking behind it. I thought Blackett Taylor caused us too many problems in the first half, and it was important that we done something about that, which we did, and it allowed us to get Nkeng on the pitch and give us that outlet. So yeah, I mean, in that respect, the changes worked, but it didn't work in to go and get us the point or more that perhaps we could have got in the second half. But I felt like, you know, if we'd have kept the game as open as it was in the first half, we might have scored, but they had such a big threat in the counter-attack, so it was important that we nullified that.
Feels like it's been a bit of a pattern recently, like decent performances but not coming away with points. How do you change that?
I think you just have to trust what we're doing. You know, I just said to the lads there, if we play like that, perform at the level that we did today every week, you're not going to be walking off the pitch without anything to show for it too often. Today, yeah, nothing to show, but I think we deserve more. But they're a good side, and you have to respect that. And that we made them defend, and they done it well in the end. But yeah, like for me, it's just take the performance today, and I know that if we show up like that week in, week out, then we're going to pick up a lot of points.
Okay, finally, do you need to strengthen at all?
Ideally, we would. You know, you look at what they've done this week. They bring in Blackett Taylor, who obviously played for me at Charlton. They bring in Rob Apter. They've signed Rodriguez, who wasn't involved today. So teams are strengthening. You know, we brought Tilly and Nelson in, which we're happy with. But yeah, you always want to improve your squad. But you know, we haven't got the luxury of being able to do what, you know, like a Bolton can do, a Bradford can do, the teams that you can see that are obviously really strengthening. We're not in that position.
Next up for AFC Wimbledon, they're in action on Tuesday evening in a rearranged fixture against Port Vale before welcoming Reading here at Plough Lane next Saturday.